Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Beis. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph, the last line on page 214. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Aleph, Mei Shriyas Timukim Uta'enim, the water that raisins or figs were soaked in, O Mei Bishulam, or the water in which raisins or figs were cooked in, Mevarech Aleihem Shahakol, V'yotzei Gam Laharosh. The bracha you make on that water is Shahakol, and your yotzei even according to the Rosh. Again, the reference of the Rosh is that which we learned last night in the Mechaber in Sif Yud. We were discussing fruit in general that were soaked or cooked, and the water we had a machlokas, the Rashba and the Rosh. The Rashba said that the bracha is Shahakol. The Rosh said the bracha is Boi Priya Eitz. And here the Mechaber is saying that when it comes to raisins and figs, and we'll see why we're bedafka choosing those two shortly, the water they were soaked in or the water they were cooked in, you make a shahakol and your yotze even according to the Rosh. And the reason is because every food that you eat, b'dieved your yotze with shahakol. So therefore, even though the Rosh really holds it should be ha'etz, the water, but if you make a shahakol, your yotze, and therefore the bracha you would make, l'maisa, would be shahakol. However, the problem comes by the Shiva Saminim, which is why we're choosing raisins and figs. When it comes to the Bracha Achrona, there's a suffix in Mevarech Bar Nefashos. Do we say it as the din of water and the Brachas Bar Nefashos? Oh, in Mevarech Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh Karosh. Or do we say it as a din of the fruit that were soaked in them? And therefore, even though the bracha rishona, which should be ha'etz, you could be yotze b'dieved with shahakol, but the bracha achrona, if it's a zayin mina, needs to have a me'ein shalosh. Lochein yirei shamayim lo yishta elo b'sel chasuda. Therefore, one who has yirei shamayim should not drink this water except during a suda, where he avoids a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. O yochal pri mishiva minim, or besides drinking this liquid that had the zayin minim soaked in or cooked in, he should eat a fruit from the zayin minim. V'gam yishta maim, and he should also drink water. The Baralocha points out that we know that halacha is that water you only make a bracha when you're thirsty. So when the Mechaber says you'll drink water to make a shahakol and make a burn of fashos, it's talking about a case where you're thirsty. So you'll take one of the zayin minim v'gam yishtem mayim kideshi etzarech levarach bracha achas mein shalosh a burn of fashos. To avoid the suffix, you will eat one food from the zayin minim, which is a vadai bracha mein shalosh afterwards, and you'll drink water or something else that has a vadai burn of fashos afterwards, and therefore you cover all your bases. Then the Mechaber says, "V'imoshach hamayim v'hivdilo me'atzimukim." If you drew out the water, you separated the water from the raisins. We'll see the details of this in the Mishabura. So, havelayayin. Then the water that separated out has a din of wine. Umevarech alav bari priagofen, and the bracha on that liquid will all of a sudden be bari priagofen. Ubracha achas mein shalosh, and the bracha achrona will be mein shalosh. V'hu sheyiu tzimukim sheyia behem lachluchis. But this is only true in the case where the raisins are so juicy, they're so plump, they have moisture inside of them. Shem yidroch osam yetzei mehem divsham. That if you would crush them without soaking them, that juice would ooze out of them. That's when this din is true, that the water that comes out of them will be bar piragofen if it is separated from the raisins. Aval imke sheyatzru osam lo yetzei mehem shum lachluch is dvash lo. However, if the raisins are a little more dried out, that even if you press them, you're not going to pull out any liquid from them, so then this din will not apply. Let's go back and discuss in great detail all the things in Sif Yud Aleph. The first point we said was that the water that had soaking in it raisins or figs, or had cooked in it raisins or figs, so the bracha rishona on that liquid will be shahakol, and you'll be yotze even according to the Rosh. Says the Mishabura of Katan and Dalin, Mevarach Aleim Shahako, Mari Sheshosa Maim Bifnatzman. We're talking about over here that you're not eating the raisins, you're not eating the figs, you're just drinking the liquid. Avalim Ochel HaPeros Atzman. But if you're eating the fruit, Vishosa HaMayim Gamkin, and you're also drinking the liquid, Mistabra, it is logical to Lokuli Alma Ein Tzarech Levarach Aleim Lo Bracha Rishona V'lo Achrona. Then it's logical to say that on the liquid, you will not make any brachos at all. Denasa Tofel HaPeri, you're making a bar priates on the fruit, and the liquid that was had the fruit soaked in or cooked in will be considered secondary. You'll make a bracha on the ikka, which is the fruit, and there'll be no bracha on the tuffel, which is the water. So therefore, we're discussing over a case over here where we're handling the bracha on the liquid, where you're not eating the fruit, you're only having liquid. But let's say a case somewhere in the middle where your ikir intention is for drinking of the water. But you had a little bit of the fruit from in the beginning. But it wasn't that the ikir was the fruit. You just happened to have a little bit of the fruit first. And you made a bari priyates on the fruit. Then it needs investigation if you should make now a shahakal on the liquid after you made a ha'etz already. Because according to the Rosh, the liquid really is bari priyates, and you already made a bari priyates on the fruit, and therefore it's very not poshut to go ahead and make another brach on the liquid. Therefore, you should take some other item that has a brach of a shahakal and make a brach on that other item of shahakal, and that will cover the shitas that hold that the liquid needs a bracha and the bracha is shahakal. So we said the bracha rishona again in the simplest case where you're just having the liquid that the raisins or figs were soaked in or cooked in. So we said you make a bracha shahakal and yotze even according to the Rosh that holds really its eitz. So says the Mishabrei, Koyala Sifa Kodem Dehevi Plukta Baza. This Mechaber is really going back on what we discussed last night, which I just read before, where there was a machlokas of the Rashba and the Rush of what bracha you make on liquid that had fruit soaked in it or fruit cooked in it. Is it ha'etz like the fruit, or is it shakal like normal liquids? Vikomar and the Shulchan Aruch is telling us over here, the Lamaisa Poshet in Aktina Kedeh Rishona, that Halach Lamaisa is Poshet that we follow the first Shita, which is the Rashba, Luvarech Shahakal, and we make a Shahakal. The Yotze Bazeh Gamad Asarosh, because by making a Shahakal, not only are you Yotze the Shita of the Rashba who holds a Shahakal, but you're also Yotze the Shita of the Rosh who holds a Sa'et, because the Habalav Hochi Al Kalad Varim, Omar Shahakal Yotze, because by any food, if you make a Shahakal, but you have your Yotze, so here it's no different, and therefore, according to the Rashba, you're getting the Iker Bracha of Shakal, and according to the Rosh, at least you're getting the Bidyevet Bracha of Shakal, and therefore that would be the Lamais of what you would do. And when it comes to all other fruit that are not from the Zayin Minim, there would be no nafkamina lagabi the bracha achrona as well. The bracha achrona shalhem ena elaber nefashas rabos. Whether you hold like the Rosh or the Rashba that the bracha rishona is ha'etz or shahakal, if it's not Zayin Minim, either way the bracha achrona on this liquid will be bar nefashas. So that would be simple according to everyone what you do. But when it comes to the Zayin Minim, which is the sif over here tonight that we're discussing, going to mukim uta'inim like raisins or figs, they have a bracha achrona of mein shalosh. But zeh yesh lehistapik, there we have a suffix, heichi navid, what should we do? The im yesh lehamayin din ha-pri, if the water gets the din of the fruit that was soaked or cooked in it, so yesh levarich olav mein shalosh b'achrona, then the bracha achrona on the liquid will be a mein shalosh. Vim ein lehem din ha-pri ba'atzmam, if they don't have a din of the pri, so ein levarich olav ele b'ri nefashos, so then you'd make only a b'ri nefashos. Here's the ikar point. Like the Mishabura, when it comes to a mein shalosh and a bar nefashos, there's no such thing as bidyevet, one covers for the other. They are not yotzei bidyevet either way. If you're chayv a mein shalosh, bar nefashos doesn't help. You're chayv bar nefashos, mein shalosh doesn't help. So therefore, although by the bracha rishonim you can make a shahakol and you get the rashba lechatchila and you get the rush in a bidyevetic way, but when it comes to bracha achrona, we don't have such an eitzah because bidyevet, the wrong bracha, does not work whichever way you go, and therefore the mechaber gives us two eitzahs. Eitzah number one is that you only have it during a suda, so you don't need a bracha rishona or bracha achrona. Eitzah number two is besides having this liquid, you eat one of the zayin minim that requires a mein shalosh at the end, and you eat something, he says drink water, you drink something or eat something that's shahakol that needs afterwards a bar and a fashos, and that way you're making both bracha achoras and other items, and you have in mind this liquid as well. Sivkotan nunvav elo besocha suda, you should only have it during a suda. The birchas amazon poteres, the bracha shalachareim. That way the benching patterns whatever bracha achrona really requires. Bein shetia mein shalosh, bein shetia bar and a fashos rabos. Whether the bracha achrona really should be mein shalosh, or it should be bar nefashos, the benching covers it. Now the mechaber switches gears. The mechaber said in the second to last line of page Kurches, the inmoshach hamayim v'edilo me'atzimukim, if you separated out the water from the raisins, so then we no longer have this machloka, if it's going to be shakal or eitz, all of a sudden the bracha is going to be bari priagofen, it's going to be considered wine. Says the Mishabura Pirish, That which we have been equating, the raisins and the figs, that's only when the raisins are mixed together with the liquid that they were cooked in or soaked in. Then the liquid still has a name of a sauce or a soup upon them. It doesn't have a din of yayin. But when you draw out the water from the raisins and you separate the liquid, then that liquid becomes wine. And the bracha is bar pregafen. But now we have a machlokas in the achronim exactly how to understand this machaber. The Magen Avraham understands, you don't actually have to physically draw out the water and separate the water from the raisins to get a bracha of Bari Pragafen. Even if the wine is mixed together with the raisins, it could still warrant the bracha of Bari Pragafen. So long that when you soak the raisins in the water, you did not have in mind to eat the raisins. It all goes by your kavana. If you soaked or cooked the raisins in water and your intention was just to have the water, so even if the raisins are mixed in, the bracha is still going to be bari pragafen. Afilu shasa me'akli she'muravin bi'achad din yayin eshlo. So even if you ended up drinking this wine from a vessel that had the raisins mixed together with the wine, according to the Magen Avraham, it will still be a bari pragafen. So when the Mechaber says you separated out the water from the raisins, it's lav dafka. It just means that your ikar kavana in cooking or soaking the raisins was for the water. That's obviously shown when you separate out the liquid. So then it's a bari pragafen. But lav dafka that you have to physically separate it out, says the Magen Avraham. Magen Giborim argues the Magen Avraham. He explains the Mechaber Kipshute. It's very exacting in the Mechaber that it's only if you separated out the liquid. That which he takes the Mechaber literally, that you have to separate out the liquid for it to be Bari Pragafen, is only if the raisins were not soaked or cooked in the liquid for 3 days. Therefore, Lagabe, it will not have a din yayin, Lagabe Bari Pragafen, Elim Kain, Mishachan, Vefida Meatsimukim. In other words, if it was cooked or soaked for 3 days, even if it's mixed together, the bracha will be Bari Pragafen on the liquid. But if it wasn't 3 days yet, so then you would have to do a myself separation of the liquid from the raisins in order to warrant a bracha Bari Pragafen. That is the machlokas, the Magen Avraham and the Magen Giborim, whether you actually have to separate it out or not. If it was there for 3 days, everyone holds you don't have to separate it out. Less than 3 days, the Magen Giborim holds the Mechaber's Dafka, you have to separate it out. The Magen Avraham says, no, that just represents the idea that you put the raisins in the water for the purposes of the water. That's represented by separating it out, but Lav Dafka, you have to separate it, they could even be together. The bracha will be by Pragafen if your Ikka Kavana was for the liquid that it was soaked in. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Nun Ches. On that which the Mechaber said, if you drew the water out and you separate it, the bracha becomes Bari Pragafen, and the bracha afterwards is Main Shalosh. Hainu Al Hagefen Val Priagefen is regular wine, so the bracha achrona will be Main Shalosh of Al Hagefen Val Priagefen. The Ayin Ba Achronim, look in the Achronim, the Afilu Lo Ram Ye Gimel V'Asa Dalid. Now this halacha is very interesting. When you have Shmarim, when you have the sediment of grapes, and you put liquid on, the liquid that you put on, the water that you put on, only will get the bracha Bari Pragafen if you put 3 portions of water on the grapes. And now you measure it afterwards, you have 4 portions. It grew an extra portion from the liquid that it drew out of the raisins or out of the grapes. Then it warrants a bracha Bari Pragafen. But over here we're saying that the Achorim write that Afilu Lo Ram Ye Gimel V'Asa Dalad. Even if you didn't put 3 portions in and pull out 4 portions, it will still warrant a bracha of Bari Pragafen and a bracha Achrona of Al Hagefen. V'atam, the reason is the Kevan Shat Simukim Yofim. Since we're going to see these are talking about plump raisins that have liquid inside of them, so Koach HaPri HaOmed B'Socha Nosein Tam Chazak. So therefore, these raisins that are very loaded up with liquid, they give over a very strong taste into the water, so you don't need an amount of water that it increased to make the bracha to be like wine. Even if it's not that way, the raisins are so plump and they're giving over such a strong taste, the bracha will be Bari Pragafen Al Gefen, even though it did not increase that extra quarter. Sivkotun Nuntes, how plump do the raisins have to be? The Mechaber said that they're plump enough that if you would crush them, the liquid would ooze out. Sivkotun Nuntes, Shem Yidro Chosam, that if you would crush them, Ratzalomar, below Shriya, no soaking at all. Before you put any water on them, you would just crush the raisins. Yetzei Mehem Lachluchis, if moisture would come out, Oz Imshron, then if you soak them, Havala Yayin Gamur. So the siman that these raisins are plump enough to warrant the bracha bari pragafen on the water they were soaked in is if before you soaked the raisins, if you would have crushed them, then the liquid in them would have oozed out. That's a sign that they are plump enough raisins that when you soak them in the liquid or you cook them in the liquid is now got a bracha bari pragafen. Sivkotun Samech is going on the other side, but if you press these, theoretically, you press these raisins and no moisture comes out, so then even if you soak them afterwards in the water or you cook them in the water, it's not going to warrant the bracha bari pragafen. Says the Mishabura, it's a lomar, umivarachin aleim shakol kuyama. Then everyone would agree the bracha would be shakol, the afa be shenimtiku tazamayim. Even if the water got sweetened a little by the raisins, still it's shakol. Eino ela zeya ba'alma. That's only considered zeya ba'alma, that's not called wine. And therefore, the sign again is that if the raisins are plump enough that if you squeeze them before you soak them, liquid will come out. Then if you soak them or cook them, the water that they are in can warrant, I'll pay the rules we said before, a bar pragathan. But if the raisins to begin with are dried out raisins like we have, and you can't squeeze them to get any liquid out of them, and then you first soak them, so even though it gives some taste to the water that they're soaked in or cooked in, that's considered zeil ba'amo, the bracha, and that liquid will be according to everyone, shahakol, it will not get the bracha of yayin, a bar pragathan. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem, with Sif Yud Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.